Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back with his first hit in America, Leave On. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Kuhl is our guest. Steve is with Western Union Business Solutions. He's in charge of their financial institutions and strategic partnerships with community banks and credit unions. They work with thousands of them across the country to help them largely with their international transfers. And Stephen, talk to us about some of these trends that you're seeing out there. I know that you've got a report on what you're seeing. What is happening with in the international space?
Well, I think a couple things, you know, stand out here, contemporary, Jim, and just for context for your followers here, you know, we have a very, very diversified array of clients here in the U.S. across the small, mid-size business spectrum. We, you know, we service all industries. And then, of course, we are very, very devoted to the community bank and credit union. But, you know, in summary, we, with this diversified kind of portfolio of clients, are in a unique position to really kind of understand, you know, international activity, international payment transaction-related activity. You know, and certainly, you know, out there, to your point on kind of the moderation in the economy, I think, you know, there are signs that that we certainly are seeing and experiencing, you know, within our world that are indicative of it. I think, you know, one of the things specific to community banks and credit unions, you know, going back to, you know, their competitive situation is their ability to adapt quick enough with respect to international. Mm-hmm. And that is something we really, really are focused on as it concerns us. You know, oftentimes the community bank and credit union are faced with this behind the curve situation in perpetually trying to play catch up. And that
the community bank sector, that sector of the financial industry is really, as you said, it's behind the curve in terms of 21st century global economy reality. It just seems to me like as a group, maybe not individual, but as a group, they're I'm not even sure they're playing catch up. I'm concerned about the hidebound attitudes that some of them have. And I know you guys are trying to help them, drag them kicking and screaming into the 21st century. But I love community banks, and I'm worried about that part of their business. I mean, they've got to step up and think globally, don't they?
It's all consuming, and I use international not only because that's our principal focus, but I do genuinely believe, Jim, it is one of the telltale litmus tests in that, you know, international, obviously, whether it's millennials or small business related, are demanding more and more as a result of the global kind of, you know, citizenship, the global investment, interconnectedness of the global supply chains. And what it tells me is that if they can't succeed in providing requisite international services to small businesses or millennials, because really that is, you know, that is the driving major trends going on demographically, et cetera. If they can't service those specific segments as well as demographics, the future is pretty bleak.
Yeah. And we haven't even started talking about cryptocurrency, right? When the millennials fall in love with cryptocurrency, and as platforms like Facebook and Amazon and Google, if they start adopting, if they're able to adopt some kind of cryptocurrency, that's going to affect a lot of people, the sovereign governments, but certainly the smaller financial institutions. Big banks, have you noticed how much big banks are getting into cryptocurrency? They're working on cryptocurrency. I mean, and I don't even know if there's anybody's even talking about it in the community bank sector.
Yeah, I think it's a rarity that comes in a tangible way. in the community bank credit union.
But that's what your company is doing. Your company is you're not just providing services. You guys are providing education opportunities for this sector, the Main Street sector of financial institutions. You're providing with educational opportunities too, aren't you?
Without a doubt. We're not only providing, you know, that international infrastructure in a behind-the-scenes way to a community bank or credit union, but we realize we've got to overlay that with education, training, digital competency, all the things that give a fighting chance, Jim, to community banks and credit unions so that they retain millennials, they retain small business clients,
right.
You know, lest they lose them to their larger brethren, the larger banks, or you know, to fintech entities. And if they lose those pockets of clients, which are amongst their most important, most profitable, I fear, Jim, it's game over. They just are not going to be able to survive long
as a sector. Yeah, and their numbers have already come down. So is WesternUnion.com, is that the best website to find you guys? Is there another one?
It is, WesternUnion.com.
And if they have an international opportunity and they're dealing with a community bank, as I do, should they go to their bank and say, look, you know, I'm working on this deal across the pond. Do you guys work with Western Union? Did they ask that question?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I Jim, oversee formally here Western Union, our financial institution group for the for the U.S. So, you know, I work day in, day out with community banks, credit unions, institutions kind of in that particular vertical market.
WesternUnion.com, folks, check it out. Hey, Stephen, I know you come back real soon and talk to some more. Good report today. Come back soon.
Looking forward.
Stephen,
thank you, Jim.
Stephen Cool, ladies and gentlemen, with Western Union. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.